Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
And I'm usually our favorite mom, except when I'm incredibly worried about my kids. And if you have little babies, you know that they, when they get sick, it's cause for worry. Every parent worries, and pediatricians, bless their hearts, are ready for those 4 o'clock in the morning calls. But many children, when they're little, get RSV at least once before they're two. And for most healthy children, it's kind of like a cold, but some children can get very sick with it. My guest today is Dr. Candace Jones. She's board-certified physician practicing as a general pediatrician in the Pine Hills community of Orlando. Dr. Jones, let's just start with RSV. What is it?
Hello there. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me. So RSV is respiratory syncytial virus. It is one of many, many viruses that can cause respiratory illness in our nose, throat, and lungs. We see it, this infection, mostly in the late fall through the early spring months of the year. And so, like you said, we're getting a lot of calls with kids that have colds. Usually, RSV shows as a common cold or just cold-like symptoms. So you're coughing, nasal congestion, sneezing, runny nose, those types of things, and most kids get through it just fine. But it can progress to bronchiolitis in the lower airways and also into the lung tissue, causing pneumonia. And those symptoms can last up to a week, and that's when it gets worrisome and scary because the children show trouble with their breathing.
So if a child, what are the symptoms, the first symptoms, where a parent is just going to kind of watch before they start calling the pediatrician at 4 a.m. And so what are we looking for, doctor?
Yeah, so the first symptoms within the first few days of starting the infection aren't so worrisome. Your typical, oh, she has a cold or he has a cold. So the child will cough. They will have nasal stuffiness, runny nose. They may sneeze. They may be a little more fussy and not feeding as much as usual. And some children will have fever, but more of a low-grade fever.
And then when do we worry? I mean, I think that's every parent's biggest question is really,
that's right.
When do we worry when the fever gets, you know, sometimes doctors are like, oh, you know, fever 103, we're not too worried. When do we worry, doc?
That's right. So you want to, usually after the third or fourth day of RSV or bronchiolitis, because it could be caused by other viruses besides RSV, the child will start to have respiratory distress. So they can progress to having fast breathing, flaring of the nostrils, bobbing their heads, making grunting sounds. Their belly is tugging in and out or below the lower part of the neck, in between the ribs. And they may start to have a whistling sound when they breathe out. And that's something that your child hadn't done before, so that becomes very scary. And at its worst, your child can have, you know, become gray or blue or even have pauses in their breathing. And so this is the warning signs that we want you to definitely get straight into your doctor or even take your children to the emergency room. And definitely if your child is blue or gray and they have stopped breathing, call 911.
That is so scary. And so what happens? What would treatment be for this? I mean, if it's a virus, what can they do for it?
Right. So as we know, and that's a great segue there, antibiotics don't treat viruses. So oftentimes when parents get to this 3 to 4 or 5 day period and their child is struggling, they want something. They want something for cough. They want something for the wheezing. They're asking maybe for nebulizers or steroids. They think it's a pneumonia, so they want antibiotics. And when we're sure, when we make that clinical diagnosis that this is bronchiolitis, we can do a nasal swab and test. It could be RSV or influenza or parainfluenza, something like that. When we know it's bronchiolitis, the evidence shows that all of those things, antibiotics, steroids, really does nothing to help the child. And that's what scares parents because they feel like they have nothing. And so we treat those children with supportive care, with good monitoring. You may want to have close follow-up with your pediatrician through that process and know what to take them to the emergency room for, and know what to stay home for, and just stay in contact with the doctor. So it's really supportive care. There's no magic medicine. A small percentage of those kids, I think only 1 to 3%, will end up in the hospital. And those usually are the very young children.
Wow, how scary. And so is there anything that we can do? We know when kids are in daycare or, yikes, in the ball pit if they're 2 years old, or at, you know, the inside mall playground, that there's a lot of things, just germs everywhere.
Yes.
Is there anything we can do to prevent this at all?
Yeah, it's yikes, because your children have to be in this world, right? So some of the things that your pediatrician may suggest, and that I often suggest in practice, is treating those symptoms. So if the child has a really stuffy nose, a runny nose, a lot of mucus, you want to use nasal saline and gentle suctioning with a suction bulb. There's different types out there now, but just be gentle with that. So that's very helpful to clear secretion so the child can breathe better through their nasal passages. Also, cool mist humidifiers or vaporizers that just put moisture in the air to break up mucus and help them to breathe easier as well. Tons of fluids and frequent feeding. So your child is breathing hard and fast. They may not want to feed or breastfeed. And so just getting little bits in at a time and just keeping fluids in them to the point where their mouth is not dry and they're peeing frequently. So that can be anything from their regular formula to breastfeeding to Pedialyte and things of that nature. If your child is running a fever, you want to be checking their temperature. You can give acetaminophen or ibuprofen, but we just don't like to give the ibuprofen for children under 6 months. But that can help with any pain and also with that fever.
What a scary situation for parents. Dr. Jones, is there a vaccine yet to prevent RSV?
There's no vaccine to prevent RSV. I know that is something that scientists are working on. We do have, for a particular set of children, monthly prophylaxis, which is antibodies that they give to children who are at increased risk for developing RSV, who could have a serious course with RSV, those children who are premature, children who have chronic medical conditions like chronic lung disease, heart disease, neuromuscular disorders, or immunodeficiencies. So there's just a particular subset of children who qualify for that monthly prophylaxis, and we definitely do that for some kids. But for the rest of us, for the most part, all of us get RSV. And it mostly just shows up as a cold, and only the younger children will progress to get all of these scary things that we're talking about. And just know to keep in touch with your pediatrician, use these supportive measures, and most kids do fine and heal up from this.
This time of year, it's hard to avoid getting sick, whether it's a common cold or the stomach bug. It's crucial to stay well hydrated. Hydralyte is a great-tasting clinical hydration product that contains the correct balance of sodium, glucose, and water to rapidly replace fluids and electrolytes. Hydralyte comes in great flavors like orange, berry, lemonade, and is available as a pre-mixed drink, a powder, or effervescent tablets that you can simply drop into a glass or a bottle of water. Compared to sports drinks, Hydralyte delivers up to 4 times the electrolytes with 75% less sugar. Hydralyte solutions are appropriate for all ages, and each bottle or package includes easy-to-follow dosing instructions. You can find Hydralyte in the digestive aisle at Rite Aid or online at Amazon.com. Visit Hydralyte.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid. That's Hydralyte.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid. Dr. Jones, now time for the not at all shameless plug of things that we can do to help our children stay healthy, including vaccinate them.
That's right. Absolutely. So when we vaccinate our children, they're overall healthy. And so their bodies are healthy. And when, God forbid, they get RSV or have bronchiolitis, it just, their bodies are just more healthy to handle that. They don't need to get, you know, pertussis on top of this, right? Or flu on top of this. You know,
right.
We know that influenza is one of those viruses that can cause bronchiolitis and this type of viral pneumonia. So you can prevent that.
Yeah. And keeping with the regular vaccination schedule and limiting our baby's exposure to sick people, especially the under 2 years old, you know, when you're around sick aunts and uncles and the holidays and you just, it's, they're everywhere. We can't really wash little babies' hands, can we? Can we? I mean, what do we do to keep them from doing all that?
That's right. We can wash their hands. But I see what you're saying there. Some other things that we can do outside of vaccinating, breastfed. Mothers continue to breastfeed, encourage women to breastfeed because we're giving powerful antibodies to our children. We want to, like you said, limit that exposure. So you have a child that's under 6 months of age, that age that really RSV can affect more heavily, or children with health conditions or were premature. You definitely want to limit their exposure. Let them get a little older before we put them in daycare or have them around the whole family for Christmas and things of that nature. So just be mindful of the environment and know that there are germs there. So those kids we want to protect and maybe cocoon a little bit more, right? Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we aren't smoking around our kids as well, because that increases their risk for getting these infections. Also, we want to wash their hands with warm, soapy water for 20 seconds. We want to use an alcohol-based sanitizer if we can't get to water. And we want to teach everyone around us, their siblings especially, and one of my cute phrases that I got from somewhere, I don't even remember where I got it, is to dab on your cough. Kids love to dab, right? The dance dab. And so make sure they do a little dab on their cough where they're coughing in their elbows or on their sleeves, so that those respiratory droplets are not shooting into the air. So those are just some tips to prevent the spread of these infections in the first place.
Then wrap it up for us with information, Dr. Jones, about RSV, those red flags parents should look for, when they should call the pediatrician. Really your best advice about this kind of scary disease that many children come up with under the age of two.
Absolutely. So again, RSV is respiratory syncytial virus. It's one of many viruses, as we said, that can cause infection of the airways, nose, throat, and lungs. Usually it's just a common cold in most kids. So don't worry. You treat that the same, supportive care. If your child progresses to having trouble breathing or wheezing, they're in distress, make sure you get in to see the pediatrician right away. And keep in close contact and follow up with them. If your child turns colors, if they're not responding, if they're really struggling to breathe, you might want to get them to the emergency room or call 911. Treatment, we don't use antibiotics. It's a viral infection. We use supportive care with fluids, lowering the temperature if they have a fever, and nasal saline, cool mist humidifier, lots of fluids to prevent dehydration. Your child will recover. Those children who have chronic health conditions or who are premature, you may want to talk to your specialist about using the monthly prophylaxis with Synagis to protect your children even more. And just be overall healthy with your children. Limit those exposures where they could pick this virus up. Vaccinate your children. Continue to breastfeed. Don't smoke around them. And teach them how to wash their hands and cover their cough. This is the way to try to prevent these infections. But this is the advice for the winter months, because RSV is out there through the late fall and early spring, and this is the things we want you to do to keep your children protected.
And not only that, they can be getting their flu vaccines, because we're looking at another, you know, flu season. So certainly great advice, Dr. Jones. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us, because parents worry, like I said. I mean, I think I'm the queen of worrying, but I come by it honestly. My mother was a worrier as well. But, you know, that's what we do, and that's what you pediatricians do. You help ease our fears about our children and help to raise them. So thank you again for joining us. You're listening to Healthy Children, and our experts all come from the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole, and you can listen to these shows, of course, at RadioMD.com, but you can also hear them on TuneIn and Stitcher and iHeart and iTunes and Google Play and everywhere podcasts are played. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.